Across the dance floor, Major Curland's direct blue gaze met hers. The look on his face was one she was remarkably familiar with and didn't usually bode well. She unconsciously patted her hair. Did she look out of place? Was he going to tell her she should go home, accept her fate as an old maid, and be useful to him until he married some young chit and no longer needed her? What on earth was wrong with her? He was hardly likely to berate her in the middle of a ballroom, or indeed care about any of the matters she had so foolishly imagined. He eventually reached her through the throng and bowed. "Miss Harrington." Her awestruck gaze took in the gold braid cascading down the front of his uniform, the fur pelisse that swung from one shoulder, and the dark blue coat that matched his eyes. "Major Curland, you look magnificent," she breathed. He scowled at her. "Good Lord, don't tell me you are one of those women who swoon at the sight of a uniform." Lucy hastily recollected herself. "Of course not, Major. One word out of your mouth would crush any illusions that I might have about your being some romantical hero." "I'm glad to hear it, because this is all your fault." "How so?" He raised his eyebrows. "Don't you know? If I did, I wouldn't be asking you, would I? Lucy, are you all right?" Aunt Jane was now beside her and staring at Robert with considerable interest. "Do you know this gentleman?" "Yes," Lucy said. "Major, this is my aunt, the Countess of Claverley." He saluted. "My apologies, my lady, for not introducing myself to you immediately. I'm Major Robert Curland."
"Curland!" Aunt Jane turned to Lucy. "This is the wounded soldier Anna told me you nursed back to health."
Lucy's cheeks heated.
"Hardly that, Aunt. Anna exaggerates somewhat."
"Actually, Miss Anna speaks the truth," Robert said. "Miss Harrington was essential to my recovery. I will always be in her debt."
"I'm glad to hear that she was a comfort to you, Major."
"A compliment from Major Curland?" Lucy stood back and let her aunt make small talk while she attempted to gather her scattered senses. It was quite overwhelming to see the Major in a London ballroom, dressed in full uniform, and it was interesting to note that he could be quite charming when he wanted to be, at least to her aunt.